Mr. Williams?
Yes.
Could you please state your full name and your ABC number for the record?
John Luther Williams, Arizona Department of Correction, 057663.
Thank you, sir. Good morning. You appeared before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a general parole, home arrest, or absolute discharge consideration today, and you became eligible for these on December 11th of 2011. I'd like to introduce the board. If you look on the screen to your right, so that left for me, is the Honorable Lee Quinones, then next to him, the Honorable David Neal. Next to me here in the middle is our board chairman, the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright. And my name's Gail Rittenhouse. I'll conduct your hearing today. So Mr. Williams, I'd like to start with just a quick review, and I'll ask you periodically if this information is correct. Are you 54 years old now, sir?
Yes.
54, okay. And you're currently serving 25 years to life for the crime of aggravated assault. And that occurred on June 11th of 1985. You were about 21 when that happened. Is that right?
I was 20.
You were 20 when that happened? Okay, sometimes my math is not too good. So I sometimes get the year wrong. And it looks like you also had some other sentences that you've served. You have a theft for which you served 1 year, 10 months, and 15 days, a flight from law enforcement for 2.5 years, and then I believe the other offenses that occurred at the same time as this aggravated assault were a burglary and a theft. And those each you were sentenced 11 years for each of those, but all of those that I just mentioned have expired. Is that right, and would you understand it? That's the one you're currently serving.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
it was? Okay. All right, let me check. Well, this is showing it as 11 and a quarter years, but it's expired anyway, so that one is. So, sir, you were convicted by a jury trial on February 21st of 86, and you were sentenced on March 21st of 86. Did you ever appeal that conviction, sir?
Yes, I did.
You did. And what happened? Sometimes we get that paperwork, but we didn't get it this time. So you appealed it, and what happened? Did they uphold your conviction?
Well, you see, I did try to go for a pardon.
Okay. Okay, but your conviction was upheld then by the court?
I still hold that in the Rule 32.
Okay, so you have Rule 32 work going on now?
Yeah.
Okay. We'll just make a note of that for the record. Okay. And so it looks like you had, at the time you committed this offense in June of 85, at the time you had the two prior felonies, the theft and the flight from law enforcement vehicle. But it also looked like you were possibly on parole in California at the time. Is that true?
Probation.
You have probation? Okay. From California.
Yes.
And what was that crime? So what crime had you committed in California?
Well, I was on a probation transfer because I thought I'd be in too much trouble in Tucson. And I told them to see all the friends and go through the same pain and all the block and came with it. So I was hoping to transfer back over there.
Okay. But had you served prison time in California, or you were just on probation?
Just on probation.
Okay. No prison. Okay. No prison in California. Okay. All right. And Mr. Williams has taken some programming. He's taken some cognitive, like responsible thinking, self-control, some psychological education classes, some substance abuse classes, reentry, functional literacy. Sir, did you work on your GED at all, or did you do the functional literacy?
I had a GED, but a lot of times just work, prison, going to college, and parents, and not being doing literacy, and that's what fell off of my literacy.
Okay. So you were working on an AA degree?
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's good. That's commendable. And it looks like you also took some custodial maintenance classes. Is that true?
Okay.
That's excellent. Mr. Williams says if he is released, he would go to a halfway house, and that he has skills as a chef. So have you worked as a chef before, sir?
Yes. But I've been in the HMO, I've had a senior operator.
Oh.
Drink meals, or work meals, and all.
Did you have some training in that, sir?
Yeah, so DES working in Tucson, the area has a destination down to Fairbanks.
Okay. So Mr. Williams, do you have family or friends in Arizona?
Well, I got some of my in contact with them, but I got my family over in California in order to be here. Well, it wasn't here, so I'm transferred over to California.
Okay. So you'd be wanting to transfer. Now, you know, when you're first released, you have to be in Arizona for a while, and then you would apply. Just like you run interstate compact here from California, you'd have to apply and do that just the other way. So you'd have to apply, and then I think there's a fee, a small fee, and then that gets approved, just so you know that. See, you couldn't necessarily release directly to California. Okay, sir? Okay. And it looks like you've had some problems with your behavior in prison. I counted 78 majors, sir. That's quite a lot. I think that might be the most I've ever seen for one person. Okay, well, now some of those, I counted 33 of those, and I might have missed a couple, were for assaulting kind of behavior, hitting people or fighting. So what makes you be so assaultive, sir?
Some people don't attack me. I try to defend myself, but something starts swimming on me. And it's like the DOC hospital, or the community, or the general population. They pass the ball, you work too hard with the ball, or they're not fighting yourself.
So they just get mad because you're playing basketball? They pick up
sometimes.
Wow. Okay, sir.
Nine to the back of each other, just throw it up.
Okay.
I think as far as well as pure, I still find it to be a conversation of great.
Okay, so it looks like you had some problems in 2015 with medication. There was one incident where it's called an assault on staff, but I guess a nurse was trying to give you a shot or something, and you kind of grabbed at the needle that the nurse. So you were afraid that the shot would not be good for you, or what was the problem? So you just take pill form now instead of shots. Yeah, I would rather have a pill than a shot myself. Thank you. All right, sir. We haven't really talked about the crime itself, but I wanted to ask you to tell us what happened that day. What was going on in your life, and why would you commit a crime? Tell us what happened.
I was out of school, it was Christmas break. My car broke down, so I was trying to get out of bed. What I was supposed to be doing, I fell off the path, and I was trying to job or something that I can do in prison, 2 years, but I served in prison, that I forget I'll do. It's a long time since then, I thought, I mean, just so many passes, you know, it's a very good, you know, it's good.
Well, Mr. Williams, the crime occurred on June 11th, so it wasn't around Christmas.
I was in California, in Arizona, down here at Christmas time, I was in Arizona, I was in June.
Okay.
She had a brother, she, you know, she put me up some soda, and I was supposed to go back to school, and I had sailed for a field on the boulevard. That's why I left California, come over, when it was Christmas break, so I had came over, and I said, field, I had to come field for my boulevard, and that's bullshit. That's why I went from there 2 years back then, so.
Okay, well, sir, I have a written summary of what occurred that day on June 11th, and it says that shortly after midnight, you went into the victim's house, the front door was unlocked, and this was in Tucson, and you took jewelry and cash and a TV and put the stuff in the back of their car, these people's car, the husband and wife, and they were asleep, so you went in the bedroom and put your hand over the victim's, the wife's mouth so she wouldn't scream, sir. And then the husband woke up and chased you out. Is that what happened? What happened? Were you at the time, sir? Were you using drugs or drinking alcohol when that happened? You were?
Yeah.
What kind of drugs were you using?
Alcohol, beer.
Okay, so a little, so codeine and beer.
Also.
Okay. All right. And where did you get caught then? Because you took their car and drove away with their stuff in the back seat. Where did you get caught?
I
don't remember. Okay. Okay, sir. So that would have accounted for.
Well, the agency comes to the human consultant, see what they say, and they did that. Did they ever have a notified witness to come to the room? I did about both of them.
The victims are notified about these hearings, but sometimes they don't always come. But the, so they're, I don't see any victim representatives here today, sir. They're notified by letter. Okay, sir. I'm going to see if my fellow board members have questions for you. Does anyone have a question for Mr. Williams?
I just asked a question.
Dr. White has a question for you, sir.
If this board saw fit to release you, I think you said you would go to California and you would seek employment as a chef
or a machine operator.
I'm sorry. Okay, as a machine operator. But as Honorable Ms. Rittenhouse stated, that you would have to spend some time in Arizona before you would get that interstate compact, so what would you do in Arizona while you were waiting for the interstate compact to come through, sir?
I got some friends in another lot. We got up in South Park, Western Hills. Another lot.
Have you been in contact with your friend to see if there might be some help for you? Or whenever you are, I'd like to be positive, whenever you are released so that you would have some contacts here in the state of Arizona, sir?
Yeah, my family would do that.
Your family would do that for you?
Huh?
I see your family would do that for you.
Yeah.
How often?
I also have a property, so I have a property in contact with my family, so my mom was contacted, my brother was contacted, my sister was contacted, but I reason why I saw my property coming from Cincinnati.
So you lost all your property and therefore you don't have a way to get in direct contact with your family in California?
No, I don't know. I can't get in contact with them.
Oh, okay. Okay. Okay, sir.
Tucson, Arizona.
In Tucson, okay. Well, I don't think I have another question at this time. Thank you, sir. Thank you, Honorable Ms. Mr. Woodhouse.
Certainly. Any other questions from board members? Okay, Mr. Williams, we're coming up toward the end of your hearing, but I want to give you the opportunity to make a final statement. Is there anything else the board should consider today, sir?
Yeah, I feel like I'm going to have these hearings from 2011 from Church Pretty Trivia, you know, and I had a lot of success in the board and trying to fight this, your hearings and trying to get out of prison and see my family. The reason I think that's a take consideration of my family's national races, I've been in here, and I'm in the city, you know, in America, so I'm trying to not be, maybe some restitution back on the hearings I've had since I've been here. I had a friend since 2011, but it's sort of a question I've had over 6 months again, that I've had, you know, been in control for 3 years.
Okay, sir.
And then my social return credits coming back, but I'm against it for years. Going to the social office.
Okay, sir. Thank you for your statement. Mr. Williams, the board is going to go into discussion. We do all of our discussion in public under the Arizona Open Meeting Law. So we just ask that you stay on the phone, just listen to the discussion, and just remain silent, and we'll be back with you in just a moment. The board is now in discussion. Mr. Williams has been incarcerated certainly for a long time and has incurred a great many discipline tickets, and including recently as 2015 for assault on staff, 78 majors, which is a considerable record. He would have, there's no definite place identified for him to go in Arizona, and he's a little bit, he's had some difficulty in getting hold of his family. He says, initially I thought he said he did not have family in Arizona, but then when Dr. White asked him, I think he does have some family in Arizona. But Mr. Williams, you need to remain silent, okay? It may seem like we're talking to you, but we're talking to each other here on the board. So, okay, so the board is back in discussion. I'm just not seeing him as a good candidate for release at this time, just based on his prison behavior and the fact that he doesn't have a place to go. But I would listen to any input from fellow board members. Right. Mr. Kenyon, yes,
I agree with you. He may be on a good trajectory because he has not had discipline since 2015, but I agree with you on the housing issue.
Thank you. Any other comments?
Agree.
Okay, I'm going to make a motion, and that's based on our conversation here with Mr. Williams, the fact that he doesn't have a good place to go. I'm going to make a motion that we deny general parole, home arrest, or absolute discharge for Mr. Williams, and I am going to ask for a 1 year set off based on the year of the crime.
Agreed.
Okay, seconded by, should I say Dr. Wright?
Yes, ma'am.
You seconded? Okay, seconded by Dr. Wright, agreeing Mr. Neal and Mr. Quinones. With the set-off, release type denied is 412A, 411, and home arrest. Reasons for denial. I'm going to say serious and violent offense because of putting his hand over the wife's mouth so she couldn't scream and the husband having to chase him from the home. I'm going to check serious and deviant offense as well for the same reason. Trauma to the victim, age of the victim, the couple were an older couple, multiple victims, violated previous probation and parole, prior criminal history, definitely poor institutional behavior, and I'm going to check recent disciplinary. Although it was 2015, it's still, to me, that's recent. A lack of programming, poor no release plan, and no family or community support system. Can board members think of anything else that should be included in that? Thank you. Okay, back to you, Mr. Williams. You heard the board's discussion. The board has voted to deny your parole at this time, sir. The Department of Corrections will certify you again to come before the board in approximately a year, and we look forward to seeing you then. We do encourage you.
I'm sorry, Mr. Williams,
Mr. Williams, we encourage you to maintain your good behavior. Your discipline, you haven't had any since 2015, and we hope you can keep on that path. That's a good thing. That's important. So thank you for participating in your hearing today, sir, and your hearing is concluded. Would you give the phone back to the CO3, please? It should be noted that Mr. Williams chose to leave the hearing at that time.